今天聊一个我读《你在死人的行为》的一个感受、思考。
Today, I want to share my feelings and thoughts about a behavior that I observed in people who read missives.
这个问题想了很长时间了。
I've been thinking about this question for a long time.
你有没有这样的一个困惑？
Do you have such a confusion?
明明当时是深思熟虑做出的选择。
It was a well-considered choice.
事后回头一看
Looking back later,
却发现自己当时蠢透了。
But I realized that I had been stupid at the time.
那读米塞斯的人
The people of Rumi,
人的行为之后
After everyone's actions,
后我遇到了一个高频词
This is a high-frequency word.
也是很难理解的一个词，叫正确了解的利益。
Another difficult word to understand is correctly understanding the benefits.
这是谢宗林的译本的翻译。
This is a translation of the book by Zai Zonglin.
起初我就纳闷了。
I was puzzled from the beginning.
利益就是利益，为什么要加上正确了解？
Interest is interest. Why add the correct understanding?
那按照米塞斯的逻辑
According to Mises's logic,
人的行为
Human behavior,
任何行为都是为了消除一种不适感
Any action is taken to eliminate a feeling of discomfort.
就是消除痛苦
Reading eliminates pain.
那这个不适感难道还分正确与否吗
?So, does this discomfort also have a positive or negative aspect?
利益不就是由不适感带来的驱动力
?The motivation for profit is the discomfort caused by it.
吗带着这个疑问
?However, according to this question,
我反复思考一两年了。
I have been reflecting and thinking for a year or two.
今天我想分享
Today, I want to reflect
我当下的理解
My current understanding
我现在的理解是正确
My current understanding is correct.
这个词不是客观上的
This word is not objective.
绝对正确
Absolutely correct.
而是主观上的正确。
But it is subjective correctness.
它是一种理论上的逻辑推演，是普遍有效的。
It is a theoretical logical deduction that is universally valid.
是形式的。
Formal.
是鲜艳的。
It's a good one.
这是米塞斯理论与历史的方法论之一。
This is one of the methodologies of Messian scene theory and historical analysis.
这个方法论非常重要。
This methodology is very important.
又非常伟大。
Very great.
那了解呢
?That's what I know.
我把它理解是与历史的经验的层面。
I understand it as a level of experience with history.
与那个鲜艳的和这个理论的层面相对的。
This is different from the previous one and also differs in terms of theory.
它是根据你对过往事件和周围经验的把握做出一种判断。
It makes a judgment based on your grasp of past events and surrounding experiences.
这是说的了解。
This is to inform you.
所以正确了解的利益
Therefore, a correct understanding of the benefits is
就是你在做决策时结合了先验的理论的逻辑
When making decisions, you combine the logic of prior theories
加上经验的历史的认知
With the knowledge of history,
所做出的一个属于你自己的所谓的科学的判断
Your own so-called scientific judgment
那还有一个就是长期主义和及时行乐的问题。
There is also the issue of long-term planning and enjoying life in the present.
比如说，有人觉得短期的好才是好。
For example, some people think that short-term gains are better.
不想延迟满足。
Don't delay gratification.
想做就做。
If you want to do it, just go ahead and do it.
想享受就享受。
Enjoy it if you want to.
也有人觉得长期好，愿意忍受眼前的痛苦。
Some people also believe that long-term benefits are worth enduring the present pain.
付出成本去博一个长远的结果。
Invest in long-term results.
我们中国人常说。
We Chinese people often say.
哎。
Oh.
要先苦后甜。是吧?
It's a case of bitter before sweet, isn't it?
吃得苦中苦
To endure hardship.
方为人上人
To be a person of integrity.
其实就是典型的长期主义
It's just a typical long-term strategy.
为了长远的目标
For long-term goals.
要忍受当下的痛苦
To endure the present pain.
这当然是可取的。
This is certainly desirable.
甚至它是一种优点。
It's even an advantage.
但反过来说
But then he said,
西方哲学里边
In Western philosophy,
它那种及时享乐
is all about instant gratification.
认为未来是不确定的。
The future is uncertain.
抓住现在拥有的东西也是完全可取的。那所以到底是长期的观点
It's perfectly acceptable to focus on what you have right now, which is a long-term perspective.
对，还是短期的观点
Pros and cons.
对呢
How about it?
这完全是你主观的判断。
This is entirely your subjective judgment.
你觉得正确了解的利益是长线还是短线
Do you think it's more beneficial to understand the benefits in a long-term or short-term perspective?
取决于你当时的认知和掌握的信息
Based on your current understanding and available information
也就是我们前面所说的理论信息和历史信息
That is the theoretical information and historical information we have mentioned before.
那重点来了。
That's the main point.
你基于当时认知做出的判断不一定是保证是正确的。
Your judgment based on the knowledge at that time may not be accurate.
也不一定保证最终达到目的。
It is not necessarily guaranteed to achieve the final goal.
你认为的最好，认为的科学，只是基于你当时的先验和经验。
What you consider to be the best science is based on your prior and experience at that time.
综合后的大脑决策。
Comprehensive brain decision.
它不保证未来。
It does not guarantee the future.
从后来看
From behind,
当时可能是个错误判断
It was probably a misjudgment at the time.
但是你当时是发现不了的
But at that time, you couldn't express yourself.
从这个意义上讲
From this point of view,
我们每个人在每个当下当时做出的判断都是当时那个情境下做出的最好的选择
Every decision we make in the present moment is the best choice we can make given the circumstances at that time.
所以我们就会对后悔是。
Therefore, we will be able to forgive ourselves.
不然，我们为什么会后悔？
Why do we regret?
是因为用后来的眼光审判当时的自己。
Because looking back on the past with hindsight,
但当时的你已经尽力了。
But at that time, you had already done your best.
我也常常后悔。
I often regret. Well,
但当时尽力了。
But I tried my best.
所以我学了这个之后
After I learned this,
就有点释然。
I feel a little relieved.
那成长的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of growth?
成长就意味着我掌握了更多的理论。
Growth means I have mastered more theories.
了解了更多的人生经验。
Gained more life experience.
也就是了解的更多了。
I learn more.
我依然基于理论和历史去做判断。
I still base my judgments on theory and history.
但此时的正确了解的利益就更加丰满了。
However, the benefits of understanding at this time are even more profound.
就更加科学了。
More scientific.
说到底，做判断的标准是什么呢？
What are the criteria for making judgments?
我觉得没有固定的标准。
I don't think there are any fixed standards.
如果有
If so,
那就是是否实现了你的目标。
That is whether you have achieved your goal.
那选择的本质是什么呢？
What is the essence of choice?
是短期目标与长期目标的冲突，常常冲突。
Short-term goals and long-term goals often conflict.
如果你的目标是及时享乐
If your goal is to enjoy yourself immediately,
那就享受
Enjoy it.
如果你的目标是长期目标
If your goal is a long-term goal,
那你就忍受在忍受和享受之间
Then you have to endure between endurance and enjoyment.
你必须要做一个选择。
You have to make a choice.
你不能什么都想要。
You can't have everything.
既想又想还想，任何行为都是一个选择。
The act of wanting and not wanting, or the desire to want again, is all a choice.
你不可能占尽所有的好处。
You can't have it all.
你只能择一而行。
You can only choose one.
所以我们每个人的选择和观念都是主观的。
Therefore, our choices and beliefs are subjective.
正确了解的利益
Correctly understanding the benefits.
本质上也是一种主观价值。
In essence, it is also a subjective value.
与米塞斯的主观价值论是完美契合的。
This perfectly aligns with Mises' subjective value theory.
别人认为你做错了。
Others think you're wrong.
但只要你认为对。
But as long as you think it's right.
那只要它服务于你设定的目标。
As long as he serves your set goals.
那就符合你正确了解的利益。
That's in your best interest.
所以后悔不是对过去的否定。
Therefore, regret is not about denying the past.
而是用未来的认知审判了过去的自己，想通了这一点。
Instead, he used future cognition to judge his past self, realizing that he had understood this.
你就明白，所谓成长。
You understand what growing up means.
不过是让每一次当时以为的好
But it's just letting every moment of perceived good
离未来的对更进一步那个唯一的标准不是别人的眼光
Your future standard is not just the eyes of others but your own
而是你是否敢于为自己的选择买单
Are you willing to take responsibility for your choices?
回到最开始的问题
Back to the initial question
我们花费这么多功夫去拆解
We have spent so much effort on disassembling
正确了解的利益
Correctly understand the benefits
这个概念 到底有什么实际意义呢？
What is the practical significance of this concept?
我总结下来有三条啊。
Here are three points I've summarized.
算是给自己提个醒。
This is a reminder to myself.
也给在座的各位朋友提个醒。
Also, I would like to remind everyone present.
第一就是要学习科学理论。
The first thing is to learn scientific theories.
尤其是米塞斯的那行为学经济学。
Especially Mises's financial economics.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为它不是空中楼阁。
Because it is not a high-rise building.
它是扎扎实实建立在人的行为这个最真实的概念的基础上的，行为是不会骗人的。
The behavior that is based on the most realistic concept of human action, which is not deceptive.
这条理论能够帮你拆穿很多表象。
This theory can help you expose many superficial appearances.
第二。
Second.
光有理论还不够。
Theory alone is not enough.
还得拼命积攒人生经验。
Keep accumulating life experience.
理论是骨架，经验是血肉。
Theory is the skeleton. Experience is the flesh.
两者缺一不可。
Both are essential.
你经历的越多，
The more you experience.
做判断时的信息就越全面。
The more information you have, the better your judgment will be.
有了理论打底。
With a solid theoretical foundation,
再拿经验去填充
fill in with experience,
你做出的判断
your judgment,
才有可能接近科学
only then can it approach science,
而科学的判断
and scientific judgment,
说白了就是远见判断
in simple terms, it's foresight and judgment,
对了
right,
是远见错了。
The vision was wrong.
就是短见，就交学费。
It's just a matter of paying the tuition.
我们常说见识，见识经验。
We often say that experience is the best teacher.
实事理论合在一起。
Synthesize the theory of knowledge.
就看你能不能做出对的决策。
It all depends on whether you can make the right decisions.
最终实现自己的目标。
Ultimately, achieve one's goals.
第三，也是最后一步。
The third and final step.
就是要做出选择。
To make a choice.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你选定了就得入局。
Once you've chosen, you have to participate.
别做旁观者。
Don't be a spectator.
而且选完了之后呢
And after selecting,
不要后悔。
Don't regret it.
不要纠结于过去，过去所踩过的坑，犯过的错。
Don't dwell on the past mistakes and pitfalls you have encountered.
只要你复盘了
As long as you have reviewed,
它就不是包袱。
It's not a burden.
而是你最宝贵的财富，最扎实的经验。
Instead, it's your most valuable asset, your solid experience.
所以，不断学习。
Therefore, continuous learning is essential.
不断成长，向前看。
Keep growing and moving forward.
这就是意义。
This is the meaning.
所在。你觉得有道理吗？
Do you think that's reasonable?
欢迎评论区聊一聊。
Welcome to the comment section.
我是老杨。
I am Lao Yang.
让我们从真正的科学中看见真实，得到力量。加油。
We can't find real strength from true science.